Next, we'll hear Senate Bill 285, Equal Representation for Asheville. I would say that we have four speakers signed up for this. I will give each one 1 minute to speak at the appropriate time, and we will have a vote on this by 10:25. Senator Edwards, welcome to the Elections and Ethics Law Committee.
I'll make this work. There you go. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. My name is Senator Chuck Edwards. I'm one of the new folks down here. And I have before you Senate Bill 285, which would do these key things. It would require the city of Asheville by November 1st to change its charter. That would create six single-member districts with a mayor at large beginning in the 2019 elections. The 2017 elections would be for two terms. The city would draw the districts by whatever means that they would determine with some simple criteria. Those would be that they should be geographically diverse, reasonably compact, and have a population deviation of no more than plus or minus 5%. Were they to not accomplish that task, then the General Assembly would draw the districts in the short session next year. Let me explain to you why we are here today, or how we got to this point. Some of you are going to say this sounds like a very familiar story. You may recall that a similar, not identical, but a similar legislation was introduced in the short session in the last term, and it failed. It's somewhat speculative as why, but a lot of folks say that it was because some bills were held hostage, because there was not much notice. The bill came in as a surprise, and that there was no delegation support. Let me tell you the things that are materially different this time. First of all, the city would draw the districts. That's a material piece that's different in this bill. Another thing that is materially different about the situation is that there is no surprise. I informed the city council of my intent to file this bill back in February. The bill was filed in March. We've had constant conversation since that time. Another thing is I have nothing to hold hostage. I'm the new guy on the block here. I have no bill to hold hostage. I chair no committee. I am simply here in front of you with a sincere request that you listen to the citizens of Asheville through me and ask for support of this bill. Another thing that was different last time is that there was no other delegation support. That's not the case this time. Representative Brian Turner will support this bill. He intends to introduce a friendly amendment on the House floor, which I will gladly accept in order to gain his support. Now I'm going to back up just a little bit. I'd like to present to you why I and so many others have become convinced that this bill is needed. And there's really three points here. The city of Asheville has changed. Its election process has not changed. And I'm of the firm opinion now that the city council has failed to change the election system, and I sincerely doubt their sincerity in ever doing so. As I watched this process unfold a little over a year ago, simply as a candidate, and saw the measure fail in the House, I was somewhat surprised because folks had come to me during that point and talked about the need for, at that time, particularly South Asheville, to have some representation. But then I was relieved that I heard the city of Asheville's mayor come out and say, this failed in the House, but perhaps it is something that we need to look at. Well, members of the committee, the city of Asheville has not looked at this. And it has only been since more folks started coming out in the city of Asheville, first of all from the south end of Asheville, the portion of the city that I represent, that the city even brought up conversation surrounding looking at the election process. Once I introduced the bill, a number of conversations started taking place, a little bit of flurry around whether or not districts should be drawn and what they should look like started taking place. But in what I'm going to describe as my naive thinking, in being a business person that simply looks at a problem and goes to develop a workable solution that best fits the needs of as many people as possible and then moves on, I recognize that here in Raleigh and in city politics, politics very much gets in the way. And it is of my strong opinion that politics has gotten in the way of the city of Asheville making the right decisions for the city of residents. The case for change is simply this. Most of you know about Asheville. It is absolutely the jewel of the mountains in North Carolina. It enjoys an economy of $18.1 billion a year. We enjoy about 10 million tourists coming to Asheville every year. It has grown significantly, and there's three dates that I want to call to your attention. That would be 1797, 1935, and 2017. By act of the General Assembly, the city of Asheville was created in the year 1797. At that time, the size of the city was about one-tenth of a square mile. It was nothing more than a trading post. But you, or the General Assembly, created the city of Asheville. In 1935, that was the time that the city's election charter was last changed to its process today, where there are six city council members and one mayor at large. That was the last change. In 1935, the city covered 10 square miles. Today, 2017, through annexation, it's grown to 45 square miles. In 1797, the population was 38. In 1935, it was just over 50,000. Today, it's over 91,000. The city of Asheville is the 11th largest city in North Carolina. While there have been significant changes, both in population, in area, in economy, in topography, with the dividing of the rivers and by the rivers and the highways, the election system has just simply not changed, and it is time for a change. I'll also go on to say that while this action first was created from the southern folks in Asheville, when they started coming to me saying, we simply do not feel like we are represented, I had other people come out from around the city and say that they had a similar opinion. I'm also going to go on to say that the natural layout, the topography of Asheville, with its mountains, rivers, its major highways, creates subsections and neighborhoods with natural divisions that have grown over time, yet again, the election system has not changed. I'd like to yield the balance of whatever time I might have. Well, actually, there's one other thing that I'd like to point out before I do that. And that's I'd like to call your attention to the map that you have in front of you. It looks somewhat like a kite. If you look at the yellow area, that is the city of Asheville in 1931 when it covered 10 square miles. If you look at all the dots, those are the home addresses of city councils and mayors from 1935 until 2015. You can see all those are primarily from one section of town. And then if you look out at the peripheral area that is shaded in green, that illustrates the annexation that's taken place in Asheville. And it also illustrates that there are not many dots at all that represent folks from particular parts or the other particular parts of town. I'll also go on to say before I yield to your questions, that since the year 2000, there have been 87 properties annexed by the city of Asheville. 63 of those, 63 of 87, were south of I-40, which defines South Asheville. Members of the one other thing you have in front of you is a newspaper article from November the 3rd, 2015. I find it ironic that when a newspaper reporter went to report on the results of a city council election, they felt compelled at that time, way prior to any of this conversation, that the best way to illustrate election results was through districts. And ironically, that reporter used six districts to report on the results of the election. With that, Mr. Chair, I would yield to any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Senator. At this time, the chair is going to allow the members to hear from the public to speak briefly. And I emphasize briefly. That means when the sergeant-at-arms puts up the red sign, it's time to stop. And so I'm going to ask that you line up at the microphone in this order and be prepared to speak. Sheila Surrett, Philip Isley, Dusty Pless, Dr. Joe Dunn. Each of you has up to 1 minute to speak. Starting now, if you would just identify your name when you speak for the record, and please stop when the sergeant-at-arms holds up the red sign. Ms. Surrett, you are recognized.
Good morning. My name is Sheila Surrett. I am a native of Asheville. I live downtown Asheville. My grandfather also worked and lived in downtown Asheville. Today I ask you to adopt Senator Edwards' district election bill. I ask you to help ensure that every citizen is represented. Please help end the progressive-only discrimination against Asheville citizens with traditional values. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Philip Isley. I'm the contract lobbyist for the city of Asheville. First of all, I want to thank Senator Edwards for working with the city so diligently over the past year. He is exactly right. His bill is a lot different the way it was filed this year compared to the short session last year, and the city and I greatly appreciate his willingness to work with us. Unfortunately, I stand before you today to oppose the bill, and my reasons are several. The city of Asheville, despite some of the statements by Senator Edwards, has heard this body loud and clear that it needs to work toward having districts. In fact, the city council has authorized a resolution of intent to put a referendum on the ballot for this November to go to a districting system to see what the voters of Asheville would like to do. My request by this committee, or even on the floor, would be allow the voters of Asheville to make this decision. The referendum will be voted on, I believe, November 7th. My one request would be, let's see what the referendum does. Let's move the effective date of this bill back to at least December 1st or January 1st to allow the voters of Asheville to speak and move forward. It may be that the voters actually approve this. Thank you so much for allowing me to comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for hearing me. I'm Dusty Pless. I'm from South Asheville. I served on the Buncombe County School Board for 16 years, and I know what elections mean. It's very important to South Asheville that this measure pass. It's extremely important because it gives individual people a chance to come out, meet their new representatives, and also encourages people to come out and maybe run for office. It would be less costly. But if you have to run for district, you can concentrate on one district. South Asheville currently really has no representation. When I currently had a problem with a business situation, which was very detrimental to my family, it's going to cost us about $25,000 this year. My sister said, well, I'm going to call XYZ at the city hall. I said, you can call all you want to. They will not return your call. And sure enough, it was not returned. So we have no representation. It gives citizens more of a voice. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. I want to introduce myself. I'm Joe Dunn. I'm a lifetime member, resident of Asheville. You're looking at the last city council person elected in 2001, 17 years ago. Since the early 70s, we've only had three representatives on city council in my area of the city. We are being run, Asheville's being run by left-wing voting cartel made up primarily of residents of the central part of the city. Potential candidates who want to run now fear running for three reasons or more. The North Asheville voting cartel, I just got to see it like it is, the frustration, and just let me say this. Good governance starts when people want to run instead of are afraid to run. I want you to think about that one. It's now time to go past the city council. They've had 6 years to work on this, and they're just now talking about a referendum. District elections will cost less money to run. Thank you very much.
Thank you all, and Senator Edwards, you're recognized.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to at least respond to the gentleman's comment regarding the referendum that is to be placed on the ballot this November. I really must commend the city of Asheville, and I mean that somewhat sarcastically, because on June the 13th, they did pass a resolution to run a referendum in Asheville regarding city districts. They are going to offer the citizens of Asheville two choices: to either follow this law if passed or not. Those are the choices. The resolution offers the citizens of Asheville a chance to vote on six single-member districts or to do nothing. That is just one of the reasons that I feel like the attempts are insincere. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, if you want to speak, and I've got Representative Fisher in the queue, I'm going to recognize her next. If you want to speak on this issue, now would be a good time to raise your hand, but I would ask that you would be brief so we can stay with time. Representative Fisher, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Senator Edwards, I would like to commend you on your first bill brought before this committee, and you've done an excellent job laying out your reasons why and what I know that it's difficult to do this on the first for the first go around, and I commend you on that. However, I want to remind the committee that this is really nothing more than a revisit of the bill that we saw last biennium. First of all, I was struck by the description that Senator Edwards gave of the city of Asheville over the years, talking about how it started out with a population of 38. And that it now has a population of 91,000. I would venture to say that they've done something right, or the city would have just stood still and died. So, I think that elections are certainly one thing that's very important to the life of a city. But one thing that is very clear is that elections are free in Asheville at the moment. And anybody who wants to run for office from any part of the city is welcome to do so. You heard one gentleman speak of the fear of running. This same gentleman was quoted as having told his spouse that she should be afraid to come to the city of Asheville. And I think that if you base things in fear, you're not going to get a whole lot done. So what I would like to suggest to you is that rather than revisit what we looked at last biennium, that we give the city a chance to work in good faith as it has done. It has passed one hurdle in getting the referendum on the ballot. People who are for this type of election are in favor also of having a referendum so that they can at least express their opinion and their choice about whether or not to do it. Second thing I want to say is that you heard Senator Edwards talk about how the delegation is different now and that one of our members will be supporting this bill. I will give you a little preview of that. Reasoning behind that is that the amendment that he plans to run, which is a very good amendment, has been agreed to if our delegation member will vote for the bill. And that's another instance of, making a compromise, doing a thing for something else, making a deal, as it were. I will have to let you know that particular member is from the south of Asheville. There is a lot of pressure for him to support this legislation from the members of his area that he represents. So I understand that. I get it. And I am
Representative
I'm
Fisher,
fine with it.
The chair would just ask that you be careful regarding the motivations of another member of this body.
Certainly.
Ladies, recognized to continue briefly.
I wanted the committee to be aware that that is one of the big reasons why he is going to have to vote on this bill. So keep that in mind. And when you look at the progress that Asheville has made, the kind of leadership that we have in our delegation as well as in our city council, things are working. Things have been working well. And I would submit to you that if the city is working in good faith to present this as a referendum before the voters of Asheville, that they be given a chance to do this. And again, this is a repeat of what we went through last biennium. I hope that we don't have to go there again. Thank you.
Representative Speciale is recognized.
Actually, I don't see this as a repeat of what we went through. I was one of the ones that led the charge against this bill last time, and there were several reasons for that. None of those reasons continue to exist. The City Council knew that there was the intent of the General Assembly that they do something. All of the legislators from that district knew that we all felt that they should do something, and only one came up with a plan, which is what we have before us. The difference here is that this plan does not draw it for them. It tells them you will draw it, and you will draw it in districts. Now, there's nothing fairer than that as far as I'm concerned. They get to draw it themselves into districts. Why are districts important as opposed to at-large? I'll tell you why. Because if I'm angry at something going on or I need help with something going on, I want to know who represents me. And right now, the people in this area have no one, in the whole of Asheville, have no one that represents them. They have people that represent everybody, but there's nobody to hold accountable. That's the problem with these at-large type districts. So if I lived in South Asheville, and I don't, but if I did, I would want somebody specific that I could go to that lives in my area that I can hold accountable for what it is he is or she is or isn't doing. Again, I was one of the ones that led the charge against this last time, but I fully support this because they're giving the people, the city council, the opportunity to do what it is they should have done before today to begin with. So I hope you will support this bill.
Chair has Representative Floyd in the queue as the only member that hasn't spoken. Chairman Lewis will then be recognized. Representative Fisher has asked for a brief recognition for a second time. We'll give the bill sponsor one final chance, and then we'll take a vote. Representative Floyd, you're recognized.
Very quickly, Mr. Speaker, one of the lobbyists mentioned as it relates to the referendum, and also it mentioned that I really don't like, and that's for the General Assembly in the 2018 session to act and redraw the district. So if you push the date back to January 1, that will take care of the November election. And if it's not done, then the General Assembly can take that up in its short session in 2018. To me, that will solve a problem that everybody can have at least a 50-50 chance of winning his or her argument. And so I would like to offer just a friendly amendment that it take effect January 1, 2018, which would allow the short session for the General Assembly to draw it if the city of Asheville failed to act in the November election.
Representative Floyd, we're not going to take any amendments in this committee. If you'd like to offer that on the floor, you may. Senator, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I'd just say that I would hope that the 2018 date would not be necessary. I just felt compelled because of the sense of insincerity of the city of Asheville that there should be some backstop, if you will, if they did not draw the districts and change the charter as the law prescribes. Thank you.
Chairman Lewis is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. Members, in the packet of materials that was distributed to you is a letter from Matthew C. Burrell. The reason I wanted to bring your attention to this, Mr. Burrell contacted my office yesterday and asked, was this bill going to be heard today? He wanted to drive up and speak. We simply did not get the message in time to respond to him. As you know, one of the most important things we have the responsibility to do is to respond to constituents and to listen to folks who will be impacted. So if Mr. Burrell is listening, I want to apologize for that. And I've asked the chair to make this a part of the record for this committee meeting since it's been passed out.
Representative Fisher will be recognized briefly for a second time, and then the chair will take a motion. Representative Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to close by saying that we've heard a lot of talk about anger and fear and mistrust surrounding this piece of legislation. I would suggest to you all that is not a very healthy approach to passing laws for around a city's business. I will also suggest to you that if this can happen in Asheville, it can also happen in your city. And I would hope that you would vote against this measure. Thank you.
Senator Edwards will give the bill sponsor the last word.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I believe that Representative Speciale summarized my viewpoint probably much more concise and eloquent than I could. I would very much appreciate your support of this bill to help all of the citizens of Asheville have a chance at being represented. Thank you.
Representative Dixon is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move for a favorable report for Senate Bill
285. You've heard the motion, ladies and gentlemen. Those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed will say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it, and the bill is given a favorable report. Thank you, Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.